Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Love me, love forever. We like this song. No choice. This is my opening. The show opens with this song, but LA, California, sun is going down. But in the studio, whoa, we have temperature raising up, 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 up. Ilona Europa, every Monday, I have my own chair. I have great studio, LA Talk Radio in Sherman Oaks, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, a 50-minute show, then commercials, CBS, and then we are moving to another studio, which Ilona Europa and Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe and the rest of the world, has a show which is taped and is on camera. We are gorgeous-looking people. Guests that I have today, worth to switch in 1 hour to video channel on LA Talk Radio, because these people are hot here. They really are. They are actors, they are smart, they are creative people, and people that can make our memories thrive and remember things because they create art, good art, theater. They are not only theater people, they are probably producers, directors, writers. They are everything. And we are talking about theater that is in Sherman Oaks, and the name of the theater is, everybody,
White Fire Theater.
White Fire Theater. How good that title is. Okay, now we need to ask, who thought about this name? Okay, we have microphones, we'll be sharing then. Okay,
actually, we're not exactly sure where the name came from. White Fire is the hottest of the fires, so it becomes like almost a spiritual crucible.
Wow.
So that was the impetus for the name, but I just don't have the exact story from the original owner that built the theater. That was David Beard. I wanted to have a meeting with him to find out all this information about how it got started, but I don't have that. But I do know that was how it kind of started, with that spiritual
aspect. You sound very important. What is your name?
I'm Brian Rasmussen. I'm the artistic director of the White Fire. This is my 12th year now doing it.
How many years?
12th.
That's a beautiful time. 12 years is like, wow, lifetime.
Theater's been there 33 years. So I'm one of maybe four or five that have ran the theater over that course. But it's one of the longest running theaters in Los Angeles.
Whoa, how beautiful. I think this is the best moment to just introduce my guest again. We are just talking to
Brian Rasmussen.
And again, your position importance?
I'm the artistic director of the White Fire Theater.
Very important, because you can break or make the theater with right or wrong decision. Artistic decisions.
Yeah, that is correct. One of the things that is different than the rest of the theaters a lot in Los Angeles is that most theaters in LA are run by nonprofit. Every theater has to decide how they're going to be run business-wise, how they get their money. In order to get grants and support, one must be a nonprofit in order to do that. But nonprofit has a lot of paperwork, a lot of stuff. They have a board you have to answer to. Yeah. And so I made the decision, I think, luckily, that we did not work under a nonprofit, and so our money comes from ticket sales.
And is this not what capitalism is about?
It is, exactly. and most are not run by that particular template.
Okay, so I am from a socialistic country that I know something about, maybe not nonprofit, but being sponsored by government. And we didn't have private culture institution. We really were thriving because culture in Europe was very, very highly priced. And I will say a little bit that I'm so honored to have all of you here, because theaters are like that, the smaller one, the strong one, the staying power one. This is something what I remember from my country. I'm from Poland. Everybody knows it. But I was touring all around the world. And I was always looking. I love to find smaller places that know that they are there for a reason, and they have people who are coming back to the places because they know why they are coming back. And I cannot not say good things about my lovely guest that he is here maybe third or fourth time right now. His name is Corby Waste, and this is why we are here today, because you introduced me. You introduced me to this theater. Yes. Hi, Corby.
Hi, Ilona. You look wonderful tonight.
Oh, my gosh, because I have so many great people here, I think. And art is something that I am just in love with. You know it. But you smart dude. Like I always say, Corby, when Corby comes and talks about NASA, talks about things in skies that are there and they do doing some crazy stuff, I don't understand that. But I'm like always, oh, tell me more. And I'm hoping people understand. But, oh, Corby, you tell us very short, what are you doing?
Yes. Well,
in real life.
In real life, I call myself the mission artist at JPL. And today, you'll be pleased to know that I started working on the official Europa mission today. What a coincidence, huh?
This Ilona is so beautiful, because 2 years ago, you said, I think the next one that will go to the sky will be Europa, yes?
You remember that, yes.
Of course, could I not? I remember certain things, especially when it has something to do with my name, stage name. This is lovely news.
Yes, thank you.
And you are the visionary. You are the artist behind the POSTEMs that everybody knows so well. In a short, very fast way, because we don't want to take time from our guests. We have so many of them. But still, I just love what you do. And I have your big poster hang on my recording studio. And every student who comes to sing in my studio, they say, what is this? And then I'm saying, what is this? Tell us again, short. Who you are, and
well,
people can
I worked for the NASA Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, but in my free time, what I like to do is go to shows at the White Fire Theater.
Is he the cutest? Okay. If anybody wants to know who is Corby Waste, please go to Facebook to Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe. I put a Facebook link and everybody can just say hi to Corby. Yes, it's true. You are the biggest fan of this theater. How many years ago, for the first time, you had the pleasure to enter?
It was on Lydia Cornell's birthday. I showed up and I got to meet her and met some of her friends and Aaron Murphy. And I've been going there regularly ever since then. It was wonderful.
Oh my gosh. And I have some very nice booklets. How you call this in English?
Programs.
Programs. Of course, in Poland it's the same. Programs. And there are a few of them. You really are spending good money there, and I'm proud of you, because we learn that this theater survives and thrives because people like you are coming back to the theater and they love the place. Why do you love White Fire Theater?
Well, it's very small. You walk in and you can't believe it. It's so tiny. But then they start the show, and the shows are incredibly funny, well produced. They're brilliantly written, really well acting. And then the funnest part of all, probably after you've enjoyed it, everyone has a party on the stage. I was not prepared for that.
Okay, this is something very, very special. Everybody knows that Ilona Europa loves dance music, and I don't party anymore too much, but I love to hear about people having good time. Then this is maybe something that will bring me faster to this theater, you know, because we all need good time. And, you know, it's sad always when the atmosphere is growing in time of the performances, and then you just need to leave the theater, and you would love to hang out with people who are part of performing. You would love to know them more. You feel like you know them, especially when it's 99-seat theater, you feel like you can touch an actor's probably, yes?
Yes, it's amazing. And they were very pleased that I was there. Everyone was so nice, and they enjoyed hearing my feedback. I met Jackie the very first night.
Hi, Jackie. Can you come closer to microphone? Now we introduce you. And Jackie, your name is?
Hi, I'm Jackie Falcon, and I work in publicity for the White Fire Theater.
You are doing a very good job. We had lots of emails back and forth. You
sent
me everything. Perfect way. I really enjoy to talk to you and write to you. Sorry for my funky English. I know my English is just how I speak, but somehow people don't care. But Jackie, you're an actor also.
I am an actor, and I've been a part of the White Fire now for a couple of years, and it's so much fun. I'm a person that I wouldn't consider myself a stage actor, and I have to say I've never felt that I was very good. But in being here, I've really gotten a lot of support from Jake and from Brian and really helping me feel like I can do theater and I can get on stage and I can have this big presence that I sometimes don't feel like I put off.
Wow. This is not what family is about. When you have somebody who we believe in, we just need to build them up.
Yes.
So, come on. I love you guys so much. Because, like I say, part of me is a coach. Big part of this life in USA is being a coach for a lot of young artists. And to seeing them just being better and better and just not being afraid of doing something that they dream about, but they think, oh, maybe it's not time yet, maybe they need years, maybe they need something else. I always say, time is now. Time is now. Just do it. And they do, and they do very, very well stuff. Jackie, I want to be your friend. You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Then everybody who wants to see how Jackie looks, and she's gorgeous, please, please switch in 50 minutes to video channel on LA Talk Radio to our Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe of show, and we will see everybody. Guys are hot too, but the girl is just beautiful, 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 beautiful woman. Okay, let's maybe, Corby, you'll be talking a little bit more about your impression when it comes to the performances that you are seeing, and maybe you will choose one and you'll describe why this one you like more than another, if you can choose, and you'll talk a little bit more. But right now, I want to introduce two of our guests who didn't say hi to our listeners. Okay, what is your name?
Hi, I'm Jake O'Flaherty.
And
I'm
producer
at the White Fire Theater. I get the opportunity to work with the owner and artistic director, Brian Rasmussen, on producing some of the original productions that we put out there at the theater, and with David Svengali.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Again, you need to tell us your name in your own ways, because mine is funny.
I am David Svengali.
How beautiful.
I am the technical director at the White Fire Theater.
But not only. I just read all of your bios, the short bios. You all do everything, and this is like cool. This theater is like almost production, self-made from the bottom to the top. Okay, then please tell us what else you're doing for the theater, or who you are.
What else am I doing for the... Well, I mean, as technical director, I do pretty much the technical stuff. So I'll do the sound design.
And Oscar goes to... we'll be talking a little bit. You'll swipe all Oscars.
Play the Valkyries to play me off, yeah. I'll do video design. I'll do sound design. I'll be the stage manager. I'll be running the lights and the sound for the shows.
Wow.
And acting sometimes during the shows.
He's a great actor.
Beautiful.
And then I do pretty much all the graphic design, all the postcards and programs that you see there. I do the pictures to promote the shows and stuff like that.
That's busy, because everybody likes to create and be part of maybe performance, but nothing will work if not for people like you.
Right.
Somebody needs to just tie these things together and just promote, which is the hardest. Promotion is always, for artists, I think, for all of us, the most important part of life, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, then, who would like to just tell our listeners a little bit more about theater? What is the theater? What they need to look for? What the next, maybe from March to, I don't know how you call this, you have four periods in a year? How does this work? Just who, please,
well,
anybody.
Actually, it works... we're working on a new template in order to produce theater after the recession and everything. A lot of funding stopped, a lot of donations stopped, just a lot of difficult economic situations. So we had to scramble and figure out a way how we could keep producing theater. And we have done a lot of solo performances, a lot of solo shows. We just finished doing our solo festival, which is now the largest one on the West Coast. Mm. We do 40 shows in 40 days.
Wow.
And,
40 shows, 40. Some
different
shows. Twice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a couple that did more than one performance, but in general, it's all just one performance of the solo shows.
How many actors are involved in the solo?
Well, solo shows, just one.
I understand.
Yeah.
The dying blonde. Thank you for telling me. But is this something that it is one performance for 40 days, or this is many different performances?
Different one every day.
That's what I was asking. Every day different. 40 different solo performances.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow.
And the stories are, they run the gamut. And it's such an inspiring genre that the solo genre tends to be filled with very difficult stories. The issues are very dramatic, whether it be adoption, abortion, sexual abuse, all those kinds of stories are brought in through solo shows. So we've been developing them over a number of years. And because of that, when we started having difficulty with funding, we came up with a way to keep producing by following the template that we had created for solo shows, which is once a week. Solo shows suffer a lot by being pushed into a paradigm that they're not really suited for, which is multiple performances a week for, say, 6 weeks. The normal paradigm for a show is 3 shows a week, 6 weeks. But what we did is we started solo shows can only really run once a week at the most. It's just because there's only one person in the cast. It's difficult to get audience. So solo shows are kind of a metaphor, a template for theater in general, where it's usually low attendant, low budget, low funding. So what we did is we created the entire season based on this idea of one performance a week, but for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of performances in, but you cut the costs.
And also I think your audience can have a flexibility of the time. It's not like, oh, I miss it, I cannot ever see this again. You have some planning going on probably in public lives. It's important.
Well, plus people can come and see a different show.
When they come once, I'm sure they're coming
every
back.
Every night. Like once we open all 5 or 6 of our shows that are coming up in March, we'll have 6 shows running in rep. So you can go literally 6 out of the 7 nights of the week to the theater and see something completely different, a completely different show, a completely different type of show. One might be a musical, one is comedy, you know, one's classical theater, something
time,
different.
Time, what time? And where is this theater? We are in Sherman Oaks, people. I don't know how many people download our show. I know how many, but I don't know from Sherman Oaks Arena how many people listen live from all around. Hope everybody knows what is this place, but if they don't, officially we are giving an address right now.
13500 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. We're at the corner of Sunny Slope and Ventura, just a couple blocks east of Woodman, right there on Ventura Boulevard. It's probably the best location of a small theater in the entire city.
So. And you have, because everybody say how to find parking.
That's one of the challenges. Being in a great neighborhood with many world-class restaurants and amazing houses, et cetera, there is competitive parking. But we have a great deal with our local businesses to valet for our customers, and we also, of course, have street parking, et cetera. But that is definitely one of the challenges. But that's one of the small ones that we have. So many great things about being in
this
neighborhood.
But what a date night. You just take your girlfriend or boyfriend. You just plan all evening. You can go see the theater. Then you can go and eat a little bit. You know, you will find valet parking. You don't need to worry about that. Probably cross the street. You
will
your
eat. Bistro across the street has valet as well as next door, St. Augustine's
Wine
Bar.
This is a perfect night. Doesn't need to be only Saturday or Sunday.
Monday, no. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday. Sometimes we have shows.
Every
all the time.
Day is a yes. good day to see something beautiful and creative. Look at even Oscars are on Mondays, yes? Oh, no, Saturdays. What was on Monday? Grammys. Or Tuesdays.
Yes.
Nobody cares anymore. I think Grammys were on Tuesday. Then I think we need to think about life, that life is not Saturday and Sunday. Life is every day. And you need to be impulsive also, people. You just need to decide and say, oh, I have 30 minutes. Boom. What do you want to do, girl or boyfriend or husband or mama or grandma or child? You know, just take it. Take this challenge and say, first time, I think. Yes, Carby, when you enter this theater for the first time, you will be back there. Yes?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I will give you 2 minutes before I play some music to let people little take a breather. I see you are flipping through the programs, and you picked one. Winter Shorts. Oh, okay. Why this one? Tell us.
Well, I remember all the shows, of course, but some of them stick in my mind.
Yes.
I call them the classic Whitefire plays.
Beautiful.
Because they have a twist ending that you never see coming. But it's funny the whole way through, but then that last moment, you just never forget it. So, yes.
Gosh. Oh, that's nice pitch, because we want more. No more. Okay, now we say endings that were unexpected, yes?
Yes, very cleverly written, so you don't see it coming.
Wow, it's a great book. You read, you see, I know all. And it's like, That's why I like sometimes read from the back. People don't do this, but my daughter always say, Mom, you're crazy. Why? I'm like, if it's not good ending, why why do I need to read from the beginning? It's like you meet somebody on the street, you say, oh, that's what happened in my life. Then you find out what led to it. I'm just weird. Anyway, I just love it. Okay. I still would like to know more about the theater. What we can say, I know, is when I go, I went to your website, and there's a lot of good information. You can get involved with the theater. Although, like you said, it's self-efficient and you create your own income and you are the perfect capitalistic, you know, part of the town, that you're making money and you feed your own theaters the best that you can. But we all need really donation. We need somebody to remember that this place is there for 30-something years. Okay, how to get involved with the theater? What people from outside can find maybe that they will never think that they can find in the theater? Okay, who wants to talk about that?
Well, as an actor, if you're interested in becoming part of the Whitefire Theater Company, the ensemble, the auditions are next Monday, March 7th, from 4 to 6 p.m. You just bring a headshot and resume, and you prepare a two-minute comedy monologue of your choice to perform, and you're right there on stage. And there's your audition. The theater company, Brian and I, started a little over 3 years ago because we wanted an opportunity that we never had in this city with all the other theater companies. We wanted the ensemble members to be active, to be participating, and to be part of the process of putting together the actual show. A lot of the other theater companies don't have that opportunity. You have to sell tickets and clean bathrooms for a year before you can be part of the production, or you have to pay exorbitant fees in order to defray the costs of the productions in different other theater companies in Los Angeles. We wanted something that from the very beginning had all the actors excited and understanding the process and be able to create these characters in these original plays that have never been performed before. So each play is only 10 minutes long. Each play has never been performed. Each play gives the actor the opportunity to be seen for the first time as these characters live on stage.
That's amazing.
And that's an opportunity that a lot of theater companies do not provide. But we do at the Whitefire Theater.
It's a very, very hot idea. 10 minutes. It's like, okay, we are listening to the song. It's sometimes 3 minutes, 4 minutes song. And it's a form of art, too. You begin of the song, then you are getting into the song, then it's over, and then you want to hear again.
Right.
You know, but it's a sometimes 3 minutes, 10 minutes for the theater. It seems like so short. How can you build?
But that's part of the charm, I think. It's a rapid-fire evening. You're in and out in 100 minutes. You've seen 10 different plays.
Beautiful.
Each play has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And you're laughing. It's funny. And these are characters you haven't seen before in a play you have not seen before. So you don't know what to expect, like Corby said. And a lot of them that, you know, Brian and I, that we choose not just because of the casting with the ensemble members, but because of the amazing writing that we get from these original playwrights that submit to us, as well as our in-house theater company ensemble members also write some of these plays. So it's about the process of the 12 weeks of rehearsal, cultivating not just the acting, but also the writing and the performance and the presence and the character development. It's all part of that process that's in there, which makes it so exciting and interesting.
It's
every
really
Tuesday
exciting,
when we're doing this.
For the first time, we also here in the studio, like I said, I had a lot of people and we are talking about lots of stuff. But you are offering that people who are young and maybe the new writers, they have a right to submit something that all of you will be looking into and say,
absolutely,
oh, is okay or not okay.
Yeah.
We have young artists that could enter your theater in next Monday and just maybe become part of the theater.
Absolutely.
Also, I'm saying people who come from the street, they can see in 100 minutes 10 different stories. You know, who heard about that? Because sometimes you don't like what you see and you are stuck for 60 minutes or something because you just are stuck because you paid. I don't know. Okay, pay. I said word pay. How much tickets cost?
They're usually anywhere from $20 to $25. Not too much.
And, not at all.
You know, it's a great template. The idea of 10-minute plays is certainly not something that we came up with, but we have taken it and run with it. An amazing character arc can happen in 10 minutes. We did one play that was called A Life, and it went from them being children to Alzheimer's in 10 minutes. It was an incredible piece of writing, and that's what we concentrate on is good writing, because good writing brings in good actors. Good writing is always the source. We start with that first. And one of the things that's different about our particular company than a lot of other companies is that we pretty much cast every single cast company member in every show. Hmm. We have about almost 30, over 30 members, and there's 30 actors on stage doing these 10-minute shows. So everybody gets a chance to perform, and every actor has at least two or three productions every year to be in. And most actors in town would love to be in that position.
Absolutely. Mostly they're waiting and say, okay, it will never happen. And they not only act on the stage, I understand they're involved from the beginning of production and they can say things.
Yeah, they can be part of the process of choosing which plays will actually wind up being in the production, which is almost unheard of. In conjunction with Brian and I, you know, making the choices for which plays get picked, but we do it with the consideration of the actors who wants to be in the plays, each play, who's really well suited for each play in the characters, and also we take into consideration the ensemble members that have written the plays. We want to support not just the actors but also the writers as well, and all the other playwrights that can, you know, contribute throughout the year. Any play, they can email the Whitefire Theater, Brian Rasmussen, myself.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I have so many people that I can already inform, give them this information. I'm hoping that everything what we are talking right now is very, very interesting, not only for people who want to come and visit this theater. Again, it's Sherman Oaks Street.
Ventura Boulevard, 13500 Ventura.
And the name of the theater?
Whitefire Theater.
Come on, White Fire. How cool name is this? White Fire Theater. Please go and check the website. It's really nice and clean and very easy to operate. Okay, I will let us drink water for a little bit, and we will be listening to Ilona Europa, Je t'aime, mon amour, one of the songs that maybe I will not scare our visitors here, our guests, because some of my songs are funny, but this one is serious.
Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero so too. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo too, familiar too. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop the merry-go-round. Time's running out for you and I have my dream, come stay with me. The days of our lives side by side, a night filled with love is all I want. The days of our lives side by side, a night only dream is all I want. Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo too. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo too, familiar too.
of course, everything has risen in life, and I'm sure because we all met, something will be leading to something. And, you know, my dream one day will be to just have a very good place to make performance with artists from all around the world. And I know a few in L.A. They all also not only are singers, musicians, and looking hot and different, and they have tons of talents, they also are actors. Then you never know, we can maybe write some story about the short lives, short story about some of us on a stage, and then everybody can have 2-3 minutes to perform what is the best of them. I'm just thinking out loud, but I really, really think LA is a so international place, and we have artists, and right now, Oscars. We know what's happened. We are talking minorities. We are talking a lot of issues that we need to scream about. We want everybody to be part of creativity in this country, not only certain part of, you know, I'm accented human being. I just love Modern Family because we have funky lady, you know, speaking cute, with cute accent, but makes this show very, very charming. We are looking for what is on the street instead of I'm coming to the theater and I'm saying, I wish I can speak nice English. Mm-hmm. I don't, and I have my own show. How cool is this? Okay, but outside, how people hear, I sing, I have maybe tiny accent, but still, thank you so much for, you know, that I am able to record music and sell the music and write my songs, and people love it in some ways that, you know, you can do everything in this country. But coming back to this gorgeous, very unusual place, we had short break and we were saying, it's so much to say, we need to pick and choose what to talk about theater. And we came back to Corby because he is the perfect fan for the theater. Without public people like Corby, you know, this theater cannot survive. Then you take from here, Corby. You have something that you said you would like to talk about. Then we'll talk about visuals. We'll talk about not only performing as actors. We want to also remember when we close our eyes and we come back home and think about our evening in a theater, we will remember mood, atmosphere, music, visuals, and we have a magician who is doing all of this for you. I want more, and people need to also know more. How? 99 seats theater or 80 something seat theater that is called 99 seat theater can bring for so many years something so special that not only survives, but people love it. Okay, Corby.
Yes.
Just do it and just fire the question to your friends.
Well, you know, a year ago I saw the Winter Shorts show and I was struck by how clever some of the plays were. And one of them was very sweet that Jackie Falcon was in. And she's
okay.
Here. That's a really great story.
Beautiful Jackie.
And the other one, David Svengali, wrote and he starred in, and it was just mind-boggling.
Oh, David, okay. We'll talk to you. You are the one Oscar guy who will take it all one day. But now we know that you're a writer, and, you know, looks like Jackie had the pleasure to be acting in one of your plays. We will talk a little bit more about that. Please don't let me get out so easily from this topic. Okay, Corby, about this.
You know, if you'd like to hear, Ilona, if you'd like to hear the story, I think the people that maybe David that wrote it or Jackie that was in the play could maybe tell it better than I could. I could tell you mine.
But no ending, because we know that ending is always unusual.
Wait, the ending.
You have to have the ending.
That's me, but I will ask, you know, after show, say, tell me the ending, then I will see if I want to see again. Okay, Jackie, and David, let's talk about this performance.
You know,
okay, which
Soulmates.
Oh,
yes.
Soulmates.
Oh, I love that story. It's so cute.
I'm looking for one.
That one was really good. It was written by Ralph
Odierna,
and he wrote that, and that one was really tough for me because I don't have this big presence, and in the character I had to play this kind of masculine, loud sort of person, and it was great because, you know, Brian and Jake were able to really work with me and help me as an actress so that I was able to pull off this character because it was not easy. And it's a very sweet story, and it's about a boy in love with a girl and how they come together, and they're very opposite and they're very different. It's very sweet.
Oh, happy ending?
Very happy ending.
We're going. Can we see again and again? It's still
I will tell everybody, okay. if you don't miss these, because they are, when they're over, they are over forever. And but that's fine because
okay,
you can go.
You all need to do like cards with the you know stamp how we call it, stamped cards that people who leave the theater they need to say I want to bring my friend to see these things again. Then you maybe will have feedback right away which and how many people will bring somebody else or give them I don't know bring five people you get one free or something because I'm sure it's, we have favorites. From this hundreds of you know.
Oh yes, we do, yes.
Okay, that's the one. Soulmate, how beautiful. We all need one. Okay, then.
Well, now, I was very surprised. That this is a play called That's Not Your Mark that David played the like a very tough director, I think it was.
Yeah.
He was a miserable person. He was so angry that when the actor Aaron Stahl showed up for his, you know, audition, nothing went right. Everything was wrong. The director insulted him very badly. He was so rude. It was absolutely horrifying. The
you
audience
can be
was
this
gasping.
Way, David. You so
I can act.
Wee.
Yeah,
it was. You can act. That's a good. Okay.
He was literally offensive as you've ever imagined anyone in the world. But you know what?
And everybody heard so, this.
Well, Aaron Stahl was he was the poor guy. He just. It was ready to explode. His face was red. He was just shaking with rage. He was ready to leave, and he left, I guess. But that was the one that they wanted. That was the reaction that the director was looking for. So he got the job.
Wow.
Which you did not see that coming.
Wow.
You like that?
That's a very
that was
unusual
a fun one.
Ending.
Yeah.
That's wow.
David wrote it as well.
I wrote that, yeah.
Do you like to push people to reactions like that?
No, I've directed and produced a few things before, and I really like to work with my actors. I'm not that kind of person as a director. I really like to work with the people and find out what they bring to the character and what I can bring out of them. But that one, that idea actually came from a sketch comedy group that I had years ago, and we tried it up on stage. It was a terrible performance because the idea had not been fleshed out longer than like a minute and a half kind of thing, back and forth kind of thing. And I said, you know what, I'm going to revisit this, and I'm going to write it again. And it's 10 minutes now. And so now it's a good one. And but that one will not be ending, actually.
Hmm.
This might be a good time to go into
What the future will
project. I mean, the White Fire Theater obviously is not stopping. The theater company is not stopping, and so we're going to be doing some more shows this year. We are starting at the theater itself. We're starting, I believe, it's June 28th. Is that right?
The next theater company show.
Next theater company show at the White Fire. But we are also going to be participating in the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year. Which, if you don't know about the Hollywood Fringe Festival, it's a festival that's going on since 2010. This will be the seventh year of the festival, and it's, I want to say, the second largest performing arts festival on the West Coast in Hollywood. It's about, I'm going to say, about 300 different plays, about a couple thousand performances of those plays in 27 venues all over Hollywood area, and we'll be performing kind of a best-of show I'm just imagining theater company members listening to this right now saying, what?
We don't know about this at all.
Because we haven't announced that. So this is your announcement.
Oh, my gosh.
This is your announcement,
we didn't
guys.
Announce an official announcement. All actors get ready because maybe it will be you.
But we've Jake and Brian and I, we've picked our favorites. And we independently picked our favorites. And we got, you know, a list of like eight of the best of that we've done in the past six shows of the theater company. And we'll be doing it at Three Clubs Cocktail Lounge in Hollywood, which is a perfect venue. I book out for the venue for the Fringe Festival, and it'll be really fun.
Yeah.
And that'll be kind of how we sort of advertise with the Fringe Festival. But
what month?
It's June. It's the festival goes from June 2nd until June 26th.
And how people can learn more about this? Where is the advertising? How people can understand
You can go to our website. You can go to whitefiretheater.com to find out about that. But you can also go to hollywoodfringe.org. That's the main website for the festival itself. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's this enormous festival.
And you said 2010, then hopefully people know about this festival.
People know about it by now.
Are used to looking for that.
But I've been itching for the theater company itself to be involved in the festival. And since we're in Sherman Oaks, and that's in Hollywood, we haven't really been able to do that. So now we are.
One of the interesting things that we're not stating is that the company only runs on Tuesday nights.
Yes.
We have shows on other nights. Wednesday nights is a different play. Thursday nights might be a film festival. We used to host the Modern Jazz Festival in the space. So we use the space for a lot of different creative.
You can rent your space. Mm-hmm. Everybody who needs the 99 or 80-something seats. How many seats?
84.
84 seats theater. This theater, okay, can be used for, and we'll, of course, give phone number where to call. But, yeah, you would contact
the artistic director, Brian Rasmussen, at number
818-687-8559.
And repeat?
687-8559. That's 818-687-8559. So give us a call. And we are one of the few theaters in town that openly produce works that are brought to us. If we're interested, one of the great things about what I was talking about before with the nonprofit is that I don't have to answer to a board. I'm one of the luckiest theater people in town in that I get to do what I want. I choose the projects. We schedule them all in. David is working on a project that I'm working on right now. It's a brand new play, world premiere, called Stella's Last J-Date.
And it's
Stella's Last J-Date. It's about a J-Date gone bad. It's a hilarious new comedy by Andy Rooster Block. He is one of the funniest writers I've come across, and he's a very, very big talent that we've worked with.
Are they contacting you, this good place, or you are finding them, or you heard about these people? How do you find the great writers? Did you say what you say? Oh, he's a great writer. I know he's coming.
Worked on it before. I've done another play of his before. We've actually produced a number of his pieces, but I was introduced to him by a friend of mine a few years ago when we first did his first play. So all the nights are combined with different types of theater, and that's what we're constantly doing. One of the big parts of the job is logistics. I have a big calendar inside of my office, and we're already into the fall this year booking
Are
shows.
You booked if somebody wants to rent the theater for some reason, reason they need to.
Sure.
Do you have some openings?
A few. We're pretty booked. We're a very, very busy venue right now, knock on wood. And so it's a matter of schedule when they can fit in, but we are certainly open for single night rentals. But we are fairly booked almost into the fall right now. So it's a good thing. And certainly.
It's a very good thing. Very
Brian, tell them when Stella's J-Date
Stella's
is going to
open. Stella's Last J-Date opens March 31st and runs only on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. It runs for 6 weeks. Elvis Nolasco from American Crime on ABC is one of the stars. Barry Livingston from My Three Sons is also in the cast. It's an incredible
piece. 6 weeks, and you said March
31st.
March, okay, now we are, what is first? No, not yet. Tomorrow is first. We have 30 days before people can just start buying tickets. Can you pre-buy tickets, how we call this, or you just need to go and...
No, you can. We have two venues that we deal with as far as tickets go. We have brownpapertickets.com, and we also have half-price tickets available on Gold Star. And we use both of those for our ticket situation. You can also go on whitefiretheater.com. That's theater with an R-E.
You cannot go like, I'm walking. I want to see what's going on. Can you buy tickets?
You can't buy hard tickets. There's no real hard tickets, so you have to buy virtual tickets. So you can to the theater and pay cash and come in and see.
Please,
the show.
People, don't get scared. You can enter the theater whenever you feel like it, then eat and have a lunch and then dinner. Oh, no lunch. Do you have matinee? Do you have in the middle of the day?
We do. We have some matinees coming up on occasional Thursdays where we have a group of performers that are all over 60. And they come in and do a show, and of course theirs is matinee because their audience is all over 60 usually.
Magical musical matinees, it's called.
Wow.
There you go. And we work with a lot of different types. And back to your comment about diversity, one of the things that I'm most proud of is the diversity of our company. We have all kinds of ethnicities, accents.
Oh my gosh! Now you got me.
And it's we have Native Americans, we have Africans, we have all kinds of different ethnicities. And that is something that we continue to try and do, and I'm very proud of that particular aspect. We're dealing with
it's really part of what makes us really special.
Separate
because
apart,
you know, diversity is a hot topic right now because of the Oscars, but it's been something that's around in television and film and commercials and in theater as well. And when we get the casting that comes to these shows, and the directors and the producers and the writers and the agents and the managers, all across the board. they say, we can't believe how you at the White Fire Theater have embraced diversity. We have actors and actresses from all age range, all backgrounds, not just ethnic differences, but religious differences, sexual orientation. We have all across the entire gamut. Everybody is represented in this production.
We need to have like that. We need to feel like we belong. When we see actors, we need to know we are one of the situations.
And the audience embraces it. They really do. They embrace it. They support it. They connect with it. And they love it. And this is why the word of mouth has spread literally like wildfire for this theater. Yeah. Because you go to see a lot of productions in Los Angeles and you're seeing 25-year-old Caucasian people performing.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but
that's really
not
the
what
the
real world
girls,
is.
The girls, with the
it's
actors,
the
with the dancers.
Right.
You go, you don't even remember, oh, I think I saw these people already. And sometimes you see over and over the same people, you know, playing the same roles. But we need to embrace what is real about
LA
this country.
Is international, like you said, and we represent international as well.
Absolutely.
On the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really fantastic. I mean, that's something I'm most proud of, especially right now when you're dealing with the topic being so hot on everybody's mind, for sure. And, you know, people like Corby that come to see the show, they embrace it too. I think that's part of the charm and part of what's really special about the productions at the White Fire Theater.
And our subject matter is the same. We just closed a long-running show, Billie Holiday. We just closed that, and it's those kinds of subject matters that we're always bringing to the stage, and we're very proud of those different stories and different ethnic diversity plot lines and all kinds of different eras of time that we're bringing up as well. So we're constantly trying to raise the bar on that.
I don't know. We are here for 50 minutes. Our show will be finished today in 3 minutes. I think we need to just like summa summarum the most important thoughts after the show. I will like again introduce all of my guests who are in the studio and invite everybody who listened to our show to switch to video channel. And at 7 p.m. Pacific time, we all will be sitting in another room on a camera. Everybody can see the faces of my guest, Axenon guest. And we'll be talking maybe partially about similar stuff, but we'll be recording this show. Then I am so excited about that. Only a few shows have the right occasion or be honored to have on a camera show on LA Talk Radio. We are one of them. But we'll be talking again and again on this wonderful, charming show. And what I will be having in my hands, I will be having some programs, and then people can also see and Corby will be talking very much and about the shows, and we'll be seeing Jackie, who is just charming. She says she has no like strong power, but I think you got a very big power because you are so womanly.
Oh, she does. That's why she's doing all the publicity, and she has her own company now.
Do you,
her own public relations company.
Gosh,
she
girl.
Started. She's doing fantastic.
Everybody
really,
needs
really
to know their
Jackie.
Power, and you have this quiet power, and it's much better than the big one. You know, sometimes the loud one, you know, then congratulations. Again, who is in my studio one more time? I will say hi again to Corby Waste.
It's Corby Waste from NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
And the biggest fan of the?
White Fire Theater.
That's why we have everybody here, because Corby told me about this theater. Now we have a very important gentleman, artistic director for the theater.
Brian Rasmussen.
And outside of being artistic director, you are an
actor, director, producer, coach.
And you have nose for the good screenplayer.
That too, yes.
You know what to pick for your own theater.
Yes, I actually have the best of both worlds. I get to direct theater and run that, and then I also work as an actor in film and television. So it keeps me, you know.
Again, I have
bored.
All links to short bios that Jackie sent it to me, but people can find out a little bit more. Okay, then.
Jake O'Flaherty's. I produce the shows at the White Fire Theater as well as an actor myself and a coach. And that's pretty much it. I've just starting to think about the idea of writing.
Okay. There's always the time to do that, yeah. You know? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, the first child is the hardest, you know? Then it's easier. We know it. Okay, Jackie, you beautiful lady. And I just say beautiful because you are very charming. You got this, I don't know. What roots are?
I'm a mixture. My dad is Mexican, German, and French.
Come
and
on. That's why you are just so unusually beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes. It's something very worldly about big, you. Big and mixture. The calmness is your power, like I mentioned. But again, you are the PR for the...
I handle PR and publicity, and I'm also an actress.
And you are also an actress. Yeah, wonderful. And David?
I'm David Svengali. I'm the technical director at the Whitefire Theater. I'm also actor and director and producer. I have my own production company, Mahoopla Productions, and I do a lot of graphic design. I do a lot of sound design, actor reels, that kind of thing.
Are you gun for hire, too?
Gun for hire, yeah.
They will let you go somewhere and just work in somebody else. Or they will say, no, you are ours.
I do a little bit of everything, yeah.
Of course, we need to survive.
I'm an inventor. I do a lot of different things.
And then people use us, more good we can bring.
He literally does everything. David's technology is also what makes the shows at the Whitefire so special.
Yes.
Because what he does with the graphic designs and the musical cues really brings the audience to connect with the actors and the writing material very quickly. Mm-hmm. And his choices that he makes in conjunction with director Brian Rasmussen really is something special that most productions don't have. We keep the props simple and we focus on the writing and on the acting. And we can do that because of David's technological aspects that he connects in there with it. It's really fantastic.
Man. Yeah. Oh, we hate computers. Anyway, do we have some phone number that we need to give to people for some reason?
Mahoopla Productions.com is David's.
It's actually just Mahoopla.com is my website.
I think I post this link also on my Accent On.
That's fine.
Yes.
Everyone's on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
The Whitefire Theater Company on the Facebook page. Absolutely. And Whitefire Theater
has
a Facebook page.
Come on, people. My goal, Accent On, is to promote this theater. Not like seems like they need promotion, but maybe not, because seems like they're doing well. They're booked till late in after summer, but doesn't matter. We want to have a lot of people loving this theater. Then thank you again for today's shows. Everybody, in 10 minutes, we are starting our on-camera show. We'll be talking and seeing our guests one more time. And Wildfire Theater is right now our theater.
WhitefireTheater.com.
There you go.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
See you next Monday.
You rock.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa right here on LA Talk Radio.